Rodriguez said an alternatives analysis declared that they want to establish bus rapid transit lanes on both sides of 224.
We did that now so that when we move into environmental, we did not have to do an analysis on every single potential mode. So that saves us a lot of money in the long run.
Okay. And this is money that's being from what was known as Mountain Accord, now Wasatch.
Yes. The alternatives analysis was fully funded by the Mountain Accord process.
She said they're hoping they can move aggressively to the next step in the process, environmental review.
And we're hoping we can get it done in less than a year. According to our FTA region contact, he believes that we can do it in less than a year, which is a really aggressive timeline and will be good for this project.
And then in terms of actual construction, when would that happen?
If we could get the environmental done in under a year, we could potentially start construction in late 2020. Now, that's assuming everything goes according to plan and there's no, you know, big impacts we have to mitigate, but that just gives people a snapshot of when something could happen.
They expect the design plan will call for widening the highway to still allow for emergency breakdown lanes. Rodriguez said it hasn't been decided what will happen to the center lane. The plan does not include HOV lanes, though those could happen. When the analysis was presented, County Council member Roger Armstrong also asked to see some numbers on ridership, but Rodriguez said she feels confident there.
You know, based on the success of the Electric Express, we know that people will ride. And one of the things we liked about this alternative is that it's basically legitimizing a service that is already successful. So because we UDOT has allowed the Electric Express to operate in the breakdown lanes, this just gives the bus that dedicated lane. You know, we're also going to have the opportunity to allow, for example, school buses to use that lane. So that will help in other areas because, as you've discussed many times, the school bus have the start time issue, and are by allowing the school buses in that bus lane, does that help the school district as well? The same could be true for hotel shuttles during certain times of day. So with this both side running dedicated lanes, there's a lot of flexibility. It really addresses a host of issues that we have.
County Transportation Manager Caroline Rodriguez. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.